You want rock?
You got it. The Bay Area's rock station.
107.7 The Bone.
107.7 The Bone. That is Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the jungle. I'm Nikki Black, and in the studio with me is Reggie Steele. Welcome to The Bone.
Hey, what's going on, Nikki? How you doing?
I'm good. You were going to be at the Punchline in San Francisco with Ian Bagg. When does this run start?
Starts Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Day after tomorrow.
Yeah, Wednesday through Saturday.
Let me establish that today is Monday.
Yeah, really.
So Wednesday through Saturday, you're locked down.
Sunday's
a grab bag.
Yes.
But it's always a good grab bag.
It's a great grab bag.
Are you one of the comics that shows up the Punchline, hangs out in the back?
Yeah, but I'm kind of past that point now because I actually work the club. So I get to hang out, but I usually hang out in the green room. You know,
ooh.
Yeah, that's where the cool kids are.
So all the wannabe comics have to hang out at the bar and the cool guys hang out in the green room and listen to the show on a speaker?
I didn't say that, but
a little velvet rope action at the Punchline I did not know about.
No, I won't say that, but it's just that, you know.
I don't feel bad because I always get to sit at the table.
Oh, see, you get center table, right?
Yeah, I get the couchy table.
Oh, there you go.
The couchy table rules.
Yeah.
Okay, so off the air, Reggie, we're talking about how you said you were born in Alabama, raised in Alabama?
Well, raised in Alabama.
Raised
born
in Alabama.
In Detroit. Oh. Raised in Alabama.
Well, so Alabama was a step up.
I don't know. It's kind of a lateral move, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I'll give you that one for sure.
It's kind of a lateral. Yeah.
But now you're local. You're living in Oakland?
Yes, ma'am. Oakland, right across the bridge.
It's like little Alabama?
It's like little Birmingham. It is, actually.
A little bit.
Well, no. It's like big Birmingham.
It's bigger.
It's bigger than,
it's a lot
than Birmingham.
Bigger.
Yeah, a lot bigger.
So the great debate with all my friends in the South, which we were just trying to have off air, is hurricane or earthquake, or in your case, tornado or earthquake. Because everyone from the South is scared to death of earthquakes.
Yeah.
And every time they always tell me, I'll take a hurricane any day because you could see it coming. And I'm like, really? I just spent this whole weekend worrying about people on the East Coast because I could see that hurricane coming.
Right.
Glued to Twitter.
Yeah,
no joke. I'm getting all my updates on Twitter because CNN was just running the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think
I've never wasted a weekend wondering about an earthquake.
That's true.
Never.
But once it hits, you could lose everything. Same thing with the earthquake.
Same thing with the hurricane.
With the hurricane and the tornado.
And the tornado.
They're all bad. I feel like there's nothing is better than the other one. They're all bad.
They're all bad, but if you had to choose.
If I had to choose.
Had to choose. Earthquake, hurricane, tornado. Which one you want?
Really?
Yeah.
That's like choosing you want death, or death.
Yeah. Knife, gun, or rope.
Yeah, really. Okay, I'll take a...
Professor Plum, Colonel Mustard, or
Miss
Scarlet?
I'll take the tornado. Give me the tornado.
Tornado?
Yeah, because tornadoes, they're unpredictable. They may come at you, and then all of a sudden they could change course in a heartbeat on a dime, and you'd be all good. And if you see it coming, then, you know, you can hop in your car and drive out of town.
Reggie, there are no basements in Oakland.
There are no basements. No, but this is if I'm in the South.
Oh, okay.
If there's a tornado out here in California, it's a wrap for everybody.
Well, because we had a couple last year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we had a couple tornadoes. Weather is no longer geocentric.
Right.
It can happen anywhere, anytime.
Oh, in that case, then give me an earthquake then. I'm thinking that if I had to be in the South.
Give me
an earthquake because I don't see it coming. And if it's over, then, you know, it's like, hey, what's that? And bam, it's a wrap.
I have converted another to earthquakes. Yes.
The only station that really knows. Classic Rock 107.7 The Bone.
All right, Reggie, you're going to be performing with Ian Bagg at the Punchline all this week. I do not know Ian. What's he like? I've never seen him.
Ian, he's from Canada originally.
Okay.
Funny
so
guy.
So already I don't trust him.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Canadians, can't trust him.
From
too
a
close.
Small town in Canada, too.
To quote Dennis Leary, they're too close and too quiet.
Nice. He does, you know, he talks to the audience. Really funny, really silly.
Mm-hmm.
Tall guy. He's a little bit taller than me. He's about maybe 6'4" and a half.
Is he cute?
He's a
I'm just curious.
Guy. Yeah, he's a good looking guy. I mean, you know, he's my buddy. So
as far as guys go, you're like, eh.
I try not to.
Would you set him up with your sister?
No, because I don't have a sister.
Well, all right.
That was easy. Yeah, I would set him up with my sister. I would set him up with my sister. But Ian is he's funny. He's really funny. He's he likes to talk to the audience. He brings things back, and you'll be surprised. Like he'll talk to one person early in the show, and then he'll talk to 10 other people, and he doesn't attack people at all. He's just like,
he's not mean. It's you're safe to sit in the front.
Yeah, safe to sit
in the front. And if you're fat, you're still safe to sit in the front.
In fact, come up front.
Okay.
You know, but if you're chatty, don't come up front.
Oh, yeah, that's rude.
Yeah, if you're chatty, don't come up front.
Be fat, but don't be chatty. Don't be chatty and fat.
Oh, chatty and fat?
Chatty and Fat, that's that like a you're song. Not getting any.
Chatty and Fat.
Chatty and Fat.
Don't you want to be chatty and fat?
Reggie, I was curious.
Yeah.
I like to ask, this is my new favorite thing to ask all the comedians that come in here. What is the single worst joke you have ever told?
Oh, man, the single worst?
Yeah, like the one that just went over like a fart in church where you told it and you were just like, oh, I thought it was funny.
Really, I got to pick one?
You could use several.
Do I have the single worst
like
joke?
The worst joke ever.
I don't really have a single worst joke.
Like, here's why it started. I asked, I had Edwin Lee in here.
Oh, yeah.
And
Edwin,
I asked him,
that's my man.
Asked him his worst joke, and he was like, people really like fantasy football. Fantasy football is like so popular now. He's like, but I always wondered, like, why don't they have fantasy duct tape?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's pretty bad.
So ever since then, I was like, every comedian has one of these. They have a joke that they have told, and it just burned. You can't think of one?
I can't think of one.
Really? Because I think they can all be made funny. I was like, but Edwin, man, what if you did, like, fantasy Dungeons and Dragons?
That's funny.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have, like, the jocks who were, like, just jonesing for fantasy sports, like, at that one week when, you know, like, you got football playoffs over. You've got hockey playoffs over.
Basketball.
You've got basketball playoffs finally over. Spring training. Baseball's still in spring training. And you're just like, oh, now what? WNBA? No. What'd you go to? Fantasy Dungeons and Dragons.
I got to tell you, though, as a former jock, no. You just take that time off. Yeah, you wouldn't go fantasy dungeons.
Really? Right? You wouldn't be standing behind a group of kids around a really extra long table with their 12-sided die saying stuff like, I don't know, man, I got to trade Gilbert out. He's got a girlfriend. I mean, granted, it's just like an online service he pays for, but he thinks it's his girlfriend, and he's just, his head is not in the game. He can't cast a spell. It's not happening. I got to get rid of him. No?
Nah.
No?
Yeah.
All right. It was funnier than duct tape, though, right?
It's by miles. Okay. Leaps and bounds. I mean, no disrespect, Edwin. You're my man, but.
I know.
Really?
We love Edwin.
Fantasy duct tape. I don't even know how that works. Like,
I don't either. Yeah, I'm not sure what it means.
How do you even fantasize? Like, what's fantasy? Like, who's. What are you. How do you.
Thank you. I was like, is it like an S&M thing? He's like,
oh,
no,
you know what
fantasy
it is? Maybe,
duct tape. I'm like,
maybe you try to find the best deal, right? Like, it's like, oh. This store has got duct tape for this one.
Duct tape's $1.99
exactly.
At the Ace Hardware, but Osh has got no sales tax this week.
Nothing. I got nothing.
Yeah. It's not.
The worst joke. My worst joke.
Joke ever.
Let me think.
I've been
doing comedy for a while. I got to have something that ate it. I mean, I've had jokes that didn't go over well, but then, you know, they work somewhere else. See, that's the thing. If it doesn't work in one place,
It
might work in another. Like, duct tape may not work ever, but it could, you know, you find that one spot where, you know, you got a construction crew and they all came in at the same time, and a bunch of people that work in the industry are duct taping, like, that's what I've been waiting on, dog.
You're at like a bondage themed strip club with a construction crew, and you tell the fantasy duct tape joke, it goes way over. It's huge.
Home run.
Huge.
It's over.
Edwin, we have found your people.
There you go. Worst joke ever. Worst joke ever. Worst joke ever.
Okay, just a bad one. God, it doesn't have to be a worst joke ever. It's like too much pressure for you. I could tell it. It's
but you understand. Like,
I'm giving you a panic attack.
I know, but to know me, like, I have friends that I don't even want to sound like this on the radio.
You just don't want to admit defeat? You don't want to admit defeat?
No, I'm not
going to
say defeat, but it's.
Is this one of those there are no bad jokes, just bad audiences? I don't know. What?
Nah, no. I wouldn't say that. They're bad jokes. You think it's got to be something. I'll rifle through in the back.
Yeah.
And I'll come up with something.
Okay. We'll work on it.
Yeah.
We got time. You're not going anywhere. It's like 9 o'clock. Okay. I'm going to give away some tickets while you think of a bad joke.
So they can come out and see me. Once I do it, we give away some tickets. And if you come to the show, you say something to me.
I'll tell you a bad joke.
Yeah, I'll give you a bad joke.
Let's work on that one too. Reggie Steele and Ian Bagg at the Punchline. I got tickets for Friday night at 8 o'clock, 888-303-BONE.
Back to back, killer classics. The Bay Area's rock station, 107.7 The Bone.
I did challenge Reggie to tell me his worst joke, which apparently is quite the challenge for someone who is just that good.
No, I wouldn't say that. All right, I'll try to see if I can remember. It's been a long time. Once I was in Germany, was going through customs, and I don't know what happened, but I get up to the thing, I get my passport, and the guy's accent. And I just stared at him. And he's like, so what brings you to Germany? And I was like, please don't kill me. I'll tell you where the gold is. It was crazy. I tried to make that work.
It just didn't work.
And people just kind of looked at me like, really?
It's partly because you do a terrible German accent.
That's
maybe.
Probably
maybe.
It. Yeah.
Because my theory is that we can make all these jokes funny.
I think so.
I think if we work on them, we can make it funny.
Yeah, I think we. You want? Is that the goal for tonight?
That's the goal for tonight. I
we're
think we can make it funny.
Customs, the
we're
gonna
make the
customs.
Yes.
Joke funny.
The German customs joke could be funny.
It could be funny.
It really could.
So I have to work on my German accent.
A little bit.
Okay. And
I think it needs more setup.
Okay.
I think it needs like some like when I was a kid, I was obsessed with war movies.
Ooh, but I wasn't.
It doesn't matter because it's a joke. Right.
No, but
do all
see,
your
that's
jokes,
my thing.
Oh, that's your thing. All your that's jokes my, have to be like completely true.
Well, not completely true, but they're all based in truth.
Oh,
everything I talk about.
Have you ever seen a war movie?
I have.
Have you ever seen a movie where the German was the bad guy?
I have.
Are you a fan of Indiana Jones?
I am.
All right.
Oh, this is so great.
So there you go. You can be.
This is awesome. Oh my God. All right, come on, Nikki. Let's do it.
Because it's not funny. Because I don't understand why you were afraid of the German guy.
Well, you know what it was is that. I mean, I just got off a plane, just flying however far, and I'm going through this whole thing. I'm in Germany, and I've heard stories, and I pull up to the, yeah.
What stories?
You know, just stories.
Like Nazi stories?
About Nazi stories.
Where did you get these Nazi stories from? Indiana Jones?
Yeah. In the temples. It was some temples of doom and
yeah,
some other stuff.
Yeah, you thought they were going to open the Ark of the Covenant. Your face was going to melt off. Is
Man,
that where this is going?
All I'm saying is that. I got up to the podium. I got up to the little post, and the dude was just. I stood there looking at him, and he was looking at me, and there was an awkward moment.
What brings you to Germany?
I heard that exactly, and I was like, "Please don't kill me." And I was there with Ian, and Ian steps in. He's like, "I'll take it from there."
It's okay. I'm Canadian.
He's like, "Yeah, don't.
They
don't
like
worry
me."
About him. Yeah. Okay. I tried to do that joke and it just never worked because it wasn't much to it.
We are going to make this joke funny. In the meantime, it's Bad Company on 107.7 The Bone.
Where the Bay Area rocks. Well, that and when there's an earthquake. And we're a lot more predictable. 107.7 The Bone.
We were just talking about the strip club across the street, the old Gold Club.
Yeah, the Gold Club.
It's got a lunch buffet, and you were frightened about the idea. I've had this argument before, actually,
really?
With people. They're afraid of the idea of eating food in a strip club.
Yeah.
Because there are naked girls.
There are naked girls. There's nothing about naked women that says that the food is going to be prepared properly. Oh.
But the naked girls are not on the food. You're not eating the
that?
Food on the girls.
How do I know that? How
because
do I
strippers
know that?
Can't cook.
Oh, they can't?
Hell, have you ever met a stripper that could cook?
I
they
did
can
meet this
bake.
One. I met this one stripper from Nebraska, and the way she looked, I'm like this. I don't know if she could cook, but she could eat. So, yeah, I had a couple friends that used to go to strip clubs for lunch during
lunch.
The day, and I used to think that was an issue. I'm like, dude, really?
For lunch the, hour?
For lunch, just not even lunch hour, just lunch. Like, oh man, I'm gonna grab something to eat.
Like they had here. The whole day off, but they decided to go down to the strip club for lunch.
Basically, yeah. I'm like, hey man, there are better options.
All I know, and the only strip club I've ever been to lunch at is the Gold Club, and it was like $5 Friday.
$5 Friday.
Okay. Yeah, so I thought $5 all you can eat brunch. That's not bad.
No, that's not.
If
bad,
there happen to be naked girls around, whatever.
I don't know if I feel comfortable eating. I just don't feel comfortable eating in a strip club. That's all I'm saying.
No, yeah,
I can't, yeah. I mean,
they have tables.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to eat off the table at the strip club.
Well, you get a plate. You can wash your hands.
I feel like this. I'm not trying to eat anything.
All right. What about eating at Subway is oh so much cleaner than eating at the Gold Club?
Yeah, but the people are fully clothed. And there are people showing up at Subway.
Subway in the Tenderloin or Gold Club South Market.
No, listen. You shouldn't eat anything in the Tenderloin. Okay? I'm not saying. If there's a strip club in the Tenderloin, you probably wouldn't go to that club either.
Can't say that because the Tenderloin has fantastic restaurants.
Okay, where? Oh, well, okay.
Toulon,
right there by the theater
Farmer
district?
Brown's, Cancun.
Yeah, no, you're right. Farmer Brown's is really good.
What's that Indian place on Mason?
Okay, you're right. You can eat a couple things.
You've
got to
eat in the Tenderloin. It's
so good.
You can
eat a couple things in the Tenderloin. But I'm not going to eat anything in the Tenderloin that's served by people who are half naked.
I wouldn't picnic in the Tenderloin.
No. No.
Where the Bay Area rocks. 107.7 The Bone.
If you go to the strip club and the doorman knows your first name and you have a favorite booth,
you might be spending too much money at the strip club.
That's all I'm saying. I had one buddy used to go all the time, and I had to put him aside because he's a good friend of mine. I was like, hey, man, I think this has become a problem.
Yeah.
And I think maybe you need to back off the strip club a little bit. And he was like, nah, you know what, Reg? You're right. I'm going to back off the strip club. But what I realized was that he didn't really back off the strip club.
He just stopped inviting
me. He just stopped telling me that he was going to the strip club.
See, on Hot Chick Night, I have strippers in here all the time, and they love getting gifts.
Oh,
strippers
absolutely.
Love presents. Well, I mean, what woman doesn't love presents, yeah. Honestly? But
they love asking for presents.
I got to say, if you're a dude bringing presents to a strip club for a particular stripper, you may be spending too much time in the strip club.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Maybe we should come up with our own Jeff Foxworthy. You may be spending too much time at the strip club. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do that right now.
If you think her real name is Cinnamon, you may be spending too much time.
If you think she really likes you.
If you think she really likes you.
Yeah, you might be spending too much time.
Yeah,
if she asks you about
your mom. If you bought her a diamond ring and she's not your girlfriend, you may be spending too much time at the strip club.
You might spend too much time in a strip club if you think you're dating a stripper, but you're not in a band.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Strippers only date musicians.
True that.
and lawyers.
If you have a stripper's panties in your glove compartment.
Ooh. If you paid for those panties,
if you paid
in your glove compartment,
for worn panties,
you spent too much
spent
time,
too
at,
much
strip
time at the strip club. If you know her mama's name,
ooh,
you spend too much time at the strip club.
So our other thing is worst joke.
If you have her real address,
and we thought, yeah, if you're writing checks,
if you're writing
at a
checks,
strip club, you might be spending too much time there. If you give a stripper your credit card, you're just an idiot.
You're just dumb.
You just forget it.
And you need some friends.
You really
might
do.
Need Jesus.
So we thought your worst joke ever was your joke about being at customs in Germany.
Yeah.
And let me see if I can paraphrase that. It was basically like you flew to Germany and the customs guy said, What brings you to Germany?
But, yeah. Your accent's way better than mine.
What brings you to Germany?
That's really good.
Yeah? It's kind of more Russian, though. It's not
yeah,
really
but it custom. Sounded good. It was enough to make me pause here for a second. That I was like, please don't kill me.
Was ist Deutschland?
Ooh. Deutschland. Deutschland. I'm not going to butcher the language. I like the German.
We've discovered you have a new worst
with a little help.
Joke.
With a little help.
Go ahead. Shout it out.
All right. So basically the joke is that, you know, I grew up in the South. And people in the South.
Bama.
People in the South don't drink water. They don't. To the point that I remember one time I tried to go out to a restaurant. I went out to a restaurant and the waitress came up and she asked me, she said, what would you like to drink? I said, you know what? I'll just take a water. And she's like, sorry, we ain't got it. I said, what you mean? She said, we just ain't got it. I said, how you ain't got water? She's like, we ain't got it. What you want? I said, well, what are my choices? She says, you can have Sprite or gravy. I said, what? Y'all drinking gravy now? And I said, all right, man. All right. If that's the case, just bring me a large gravy and hold the meat cubes. And for the record, I'm putting this out here. I want everyone to hear this. The meat cubes was not my idea. I thought the joke was bad enough as it was with Sprite and gravy. But no, my friend Sal Kalani, let's spell it correctly, C-A-L-A-N-N-I. Was like, Reg, dude, if you're drinking gravy, you gotta take out the meat cubes. I was like, dude, meat cubes is not gonna work. He's like, dude, meat cubes.
Meat cubes.
And I did the joke, and it got a laugh up until, you know, Sprite and gravy. People like, ah. And I'm like, I'll take a large gravy, but hold the meat cubes. Nothing. Silence.
Crickets.
And at which point, you know, if he's in the room, you look to the back and you say, thanks, Sal Kalani. I appreciate that from Cleveland, Ohio. Thanks a lot, man. It was actually afloat until you just sank my battleship. I appreciate it.
Reggie Steele, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be performing with Ian Bagg at the Punchline in San Francisco Wednesday through Saturday. Please go check him out at least
Come
one
out.
Night. Two shows, Friday, Saturday.
You'll have a good time, I swear.
Snap. Tickets on sale now, livenation.com, or little known secret, you can get them at the door. Or you can call and make a reservation. Call and make a reservation because that's how you get a good table.
Bring your friends.
Don't tell them I told you that.
Actually, bring two friends.
Actually, do tell them I told you that. Be like, Nikki Black said I could call and get a table reservation and it would be better seats.
Yeah.
It's true.
And come out and have a great time. Laugh.
Good times.
Yeah.
I will probably be out there at least one of those days because now that I realize I'm off, I'll be there.
Oh, my goodness. Ian Bagg, Reggie Steele, Nikki Black. Does it get any better? Really?
No.
Come on. Come on.
Classic Rock lives at 107.7 The Ball.